And a very good evening to you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. What a week it has been in the NBA. Plenty to discuss as the NBA Commissioner Adam Silver issues a lifetime ban and a maximum $2.5 million fine on Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Of course, the maximum allowed under NBA guidelines for his racist comments in that taped conversation. We've seen it all week long. Former and current NBA players satisfied with Commissioner Silver's ruling and with the suspension. And right now, we're going to go to that audio from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver from his press conference on Tuesday.
Accordingly, effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA.
And tonight we welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, Bill Ingram. He is the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders. And Bill, we wanted you to come on tonight. We want to get your reaction to Commissioner Silver's ruling.
Well, I think it was extremely appropriate. He basically threw the maximum that he could throw at the commissioner. There's a sort of a limited amount to what he could do, but his scope was, he really threw the book. And it needed to be. A very strong statement needed to be because, just when you think we've sort of laid this issue of racism behind us, you have an NBA owner who is saying things that are absolutely, just disgusting to think that anybody... Not only that they still harbor those feelings, but they're expressing them. And then when you're talking about a guy who owns a team in a league that is largely not white, whether they're African-American or whether they're foreign players, the NBA is such an internationally diverse league, how you can hang around with class individuals like Chris Paul and Jamal Crawford and DeAndre Jordan, Danny Granger's on the team now. The guys on the team are such outstanding individuals, not to mention great basketball players. It floors me that someone that's in that position to be around those guys could possibly harbor these kinds of racist ideas and thoughts and express them in that way. And so I thought it was very appropriate, Adam Silver, the actions that he took, and I can't wait. I believe the Board of Governors is going to meet early before they have their next meeting is scheduled in July, but it's very important to put this behind us as a country, much less as a league and a sport and a team. You've got to put this behind you, and the best way for that to happen is for the Board of Governors to go ahead and meet. I've received emails of statements of support from three-fourths of them anyway, and so I think it'd be a very unilateral decision to remove him from ownership position and just get this guy out of the league. If that's the way you feel, then go take your feelings and go do something else. We certainly don't need you taking part in the NBA and in a place where race is certainly not anything that has anything to do with anything. There's just no reason to harbor that, and we don't want it in our game.
Swift execution by Commissioner Silver, and you were talking about the NBA Board of Governors. Hopefully they will act promptly. What type of timeline do you anticipate, Bill?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how quickly there may be rules governing how quickly a meeting can be called. Can they do it over the phone, for example? I don't know what the particular little details are, but I know that this is an extremely important issue. We don't need this detracting from the NBA, ever, but especially, the game is so, every night you're watching these amazing games. You want the focus to be on the games, and especially for the Clippers. You're talking about this might be the best Clippers team to ever wear the uniforms of that franchise. And they have a very good shot at going deep into the playoffs already up in their first-round series. And when you're talking about the way the Thunder have struggled and the Spurs have struggled, there's a window opening for them to perhaps get to the finals. And you don't want any discussion regarding a team to have anything to do with this idiot. You want it to be focused on the amazing play on the court, the way that team has come together, their outstanding coach. You want the story to be the team, the games, the playoffs, not this just really ridiculous distraction.
Well, my heart certainly goes out to the Clippers coach, Doc Rivers, and the players. It's been such an emotionally exhausting week. But this was a huge moment for Commissioner Silver. How do you think he handled it overall?
It was. This was, I don't think he would imagine getting this kind of test this soon after taking the reins. By the way, you're going to be commissioner for just a couple months, and then we're going to have you tackle the issue of racism. And okay, that doesn't sound good. But hey, he took it on, and he acted promptly. I liked that it was not, well, we're deliberating, and we're going to take some time. It was, we have deliberated, the decision has been made, and we're going to do the maximum we can do, and we're going to encourage it. His actions were exactly what you hope. He proved Not that we had any doubt, but we proved that David Stern chose the right guy to be in charge. And here in what is just a massive challenge for him, he faced it and did exactly the right thing, in my opinion, and showed that, hey, the league's in good hands. We're going to make the leadership that David Stern exhibited is not gone. We have a great successor in place, and he's going to take charge when he needs to take charge.
The senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. That, of course, is Bill Ingram. And talking about Commissioner Silver, I mean, he really had to do it, not only for himself, but to maintain any credibility with the players, the coaches, and just the NBA universally.
Absolutely. This could have been a huge fracturing issue. You know, you'd hate to see to let somebody who's one person with one extreme view be a point around which the NBA fractures and divides. You know, that could have been the result. There could have been a lot of anger and a lot of ill feelings towards the league and towards the team. And by taking such swift and definitive action, you've avoided that whole thing. Now everyone supports him. Everybody's sympathetic to what the Clippers are going through. And, you know, everyone's ready to move on and not associate the team with those comments, or the league as well. Heaven forbid you'd associate the league with the comments from one guy who's just kind of a nut job. He's been a nut job for years, so it's not overly surprising. But you don't want him to define the league or the team of players or anything.
You know, Bill, you have covered the NBA for many, many years. I know that you talked to the owners and so many of the players and the coaches and the front office. I mean, what were your impressions of the Clippers owner, Donald Sterling, from the past?
I've never personally spoken to him myself, but we do have Basketball Insiders. We have two guys that cover the L.A. market, Lakers and Clippers. And I've been told in no uncertain terms that you just kind of walk around. If he's standing there, you just kind of walk around and give him a wide berth. Because if you engage him in conversation, he says things that you just start to wonder about the guy. And I've heard some specific things that there's no point in bringing them up. But suffice to say, he's not someone I would enjoy talking to.
How do you think the team just responded in that? There was obviously so much emotions.
Sure, I think they did what they had to do. You have to treat that as a rallying point. And I even spoke briefly to Darren Collison about it. Said, you know, you guys have to tune this out. You have to remember, this is the kind of thing that could completely destroy the season for that team if they allowed this to splinter them and get confused about whether they needed to win or not, or if we win, is it good for him? Does it help him? You can't think about that. What you have to think about is who the team is, their identity. They've worked too hard to finally get healthy, to have their identity under Doc Rivers. It's a new head coach this year, a new bunch of guys joining some guys from the core group. And they've had to work hard to establish the chemistry and identity that they have. And you can't allow this thing to destroy that.
Bill Ingram is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We are up against the clock. We're going to take our first commercial break, and we'll be right back, rejoined with the senior NBA analyst of Basketball Insiders, Bill Ingram, in just a moment.